Markets are navigating a genuinely complicated confluence of pressures this Tuesday. S&P futures are around 7,558, roughly flat, but that surface calm masks real underlying stress. The CPI report lands today, and the consensus expectation is that headline inflation is running hotter than the Fed's 2% target, partly because of energy prices being pushed up by the Middle East conflict, and partly because of what Goldman Sachs is flagging as a new structural inflation source, the AI buildout itself.
The Goldman warning is striking in its specificity. Economists are now estimating that roughly $700 billion in data center spending is flowing through the economy this year, driving up prices for specialized electronics components, electricity, in some markets dramatically, and skilled labor. This isn't hypothetical. Microsoft, Google, Meta, and Amazon have all flagged rising power costs in their earnings calls over the past two quarters. When you're building data centers at this pace, you're consuming enough electricity to move regional power markets, and those costs flow through to consumers and businesses.
Kevin Warsh's testimony before Congress today is the other market catalyst. Warsh, who is the Fed chair Trump installed after pushing out Jerome Powell, is in a genuinely difficult position. He needs to signal enough hawkishness to maintain the Fed's anti-inflation credibility, particularly with the 30-year Treasury yield now above 5%, but he can't afford to trigger a bond market sell-off at a moment when geopolitical risk is already elevated. It's threading a needle in a windstorm.
The 30-year yield above 5% is the number I'd anchor to. Peter Schiff has been warning about this for months, and while Schiff's track record on timing is mixed, his underlying structural argument that rising government borrowing costs will squeeze equities, housing, and risk assets is getting more mainstream attention now. When the 30-year yield gets above 5, it starts competing seriously with equities for capital. A pension fund that can get 5% risk-free on a 30-year treasury has much less incentive to hold stocks trading at elevated multiples.
And speaking of elevated multiples being questioned, NVIDIA. Here's a remarkable situation. NVIDIA just posted record revenue, and yet its valuation multiple has hit a multi-year low. What that tells you is that the market is starting to apply much more skepticism to NVIDIA's growth trajectory. The AI chip spending boom is real, but investors are beginning to ask whether the current pace is sustainable, or whether a digestion period is coming where hyperscalers slow their GPU purchases to absorb what they've already bought.
That skepticism is showing up in retail investor behavior in interesting ways. Vanda research data shows everyday investors are taking profits from the Magnificent Seven. That's Apple, Microsoft, Alphabet, Amazon, Meta, Tesla, and NVIDIA, and rotating into newer AI and space listings. SpaceX has a public listing vehicle that retail investors have been piling into, and AI chip stocks beyond NVIDIA, companies like Broadcom or AMD derivatives, have been seeing inflows. It's a rotation narrative, not a flight from tech broadly.
Meanwhile, Apple is up roughly 15% since late June, adding about $600 billion in market cap. And the story there is almost the inverse of the AI chip trade. Apple's pitch to investors right now is that it's not fully exposed to the AI infrastructure build-out frenzy. It benefits from AI on the software side through iOS 27's overhauled Siri, which just dropped into public beta, but it doesn't have the capital expenditure profile of a hyperscaler. In a market anxious about AI spending sustainability, that looks like relative safety.
The loan guidance from U.S. bank regulators on undocumented immigrants is also worth tracking for its market implications. The interagency guidance, following a Trump executive order from May, is pressuring lenders to weigh immigration status in creditworthiness assessments. From a banking perspective, this creates legal and compliance complexity. Banks generally lend based on ability to repay, and introducing a status-based screen raises fair lending questions. It also affects a population segment that participates meaningfully in consumer spending.
And then there's the AI bond market specifically. Goldman's warning about brutal moves in that space reflects a real dynamic. Companies financing AI infrastructure through corporate bonds are doing so at higher yields than they were 18 months ago, which means the return hurdle for AI investments keeps rising. At some point, a data center project that made financial sense at 4.5% financing costs looks much less compelling at 6%. That's a feedback loop that could eventually slow the build-out. That's itself driving some of the inflation we're discussing.